This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the second part of a four-part conversation with Dave Giesling, the Chief Executive Officer of Floor Expo, Jay Smith, the President of Floor Expo, and Graham Howerton, the Vice President of Multifamily Solutions. That's a unit of Floor Expo. Talk about the state of some of these major builders, as you mentioned, Horton, and there's a lot of others that have been seeing a lot of cancellations. I've heard many analysts say that a lot of these major builders are in for some really even tougher times going forward. Are you hearing that?
We certainly are reading it. Floor Expo is headquartered in Atlanta, and one of the top 10 builders is headquartered here, a company called Beazer Home. And clearly anybody that's here local is well familiar with this, but they're a company that is challenged on many fronts right now. You know, we're not sure where that's going to end up. I think you have, you know, some of the large builders are selling off land positions. They're being very aggressive with unloading their inventory, which we think maybe was certainly in the top three of the issues they're working through. And you've also seen some aggressive promoting, price promoting, in certain markets to unload inventory. The simple fact, Dave, is we built more houses than we needed. We simply did that, and we're paying the piper now, as we're trying to work off that inventory, and we're doing it in a business environment where credit is now much tighter than it was before, where it was, you know, crazy. And it's definitely a tough moment, and I don't think any of the national builders are immune from that at all. And just look at their numbers to bear it out.
Now, talk about the conference and the topics that you discussed in this kind of environment. I suspect everybody went there at least hoping for some ideas and things that are going to help out in times like this, or at least, as you mentioned earlier, Dave, put them in a position to really capitalize when the market improves.
No question about it. I think Jay and I will probably tag team this answer a little bit, too. I think I'll start with one thing that's pretty interesting. We knew, obviously, last year when we had our national conference at the Brown Palace Hotel out in Denver, that the downturn was, we were at least on the doorstep of the downturn, and we launched a contest around our organization's core value, which is all for one, one for all, and really sent our members out to do some deep digging in terms of what they could learn either through our programs and systems or through each other, to refine and make their businesses better and drop some money to the bottom line. And we were pleased to announce the winner of that phase one contest, which took place basically over the last 12 months or so. And the winner was Reamer Floors up in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And they're in an incredibly difficult market right now. The Midwest is very very off in a lot of different regards for reasons that we all understand. And at the same time, Paul Reamer and his team spent a lot of time with several other members in the organization and with us here at Floor Expo, and found some opportunities and found another $400,000 he was able to drop to his bottom line, which represents about 2% EBITDA, and it was a huge, huge impact on his business in a time that he does need it. And we, in fact, Dave, launched a phase two at this conference of this program, and we expect to have huge participation in it and some pretty incredible success stories going into next year. So those are the kinds of things from a 30,000-foot view that we're doing. And Jay, you might want to touch on some of the breakout work and so forth that unfolded in the builder group, and I think Graham could do the same for the multifamily side.
A couple of the highlights that stand out for me is that we did a couple of interactive sessions where we allow the members to really drive the agenda and talk about the things that are on their mind. And one of the things, we did a session around growing your business through diversification, because in this moment that is tough right now, a lot of folks are looking for new and better and different ways of driving revenue and profits using the expertise that they have, but getting into new things. So we did an hour and a half on diversifying your business. And what we did is we had different leaders from our different members facilitate discussions in areas that they're expert. And for example, we had Scott Grugel from Interior Specialist, who I mentioned earlier, led a discussion on being in the K countertop fabrication business, granite fabrication, which was fantastic. You know, pictures of his facilities and capital requirements and things like that, and it was very educational for those. We had Blake Lewis from Atlanta West Carpet and Albert Benavides from Aldo's in New Jersey lead a session on doing mid and high-rise work, which certainly has some unique complexities to it, and they led a discussion on that. We even had Nick Fredrisi out of the Flooring Gallery in Louisville, Kentucky, lead a session on folks that might be interested in getting serious about doing some retail business. And that's just to name a few. We had four other areas of diversification, but that was wildly popular with the Home Solutions members. And the cool thing about it was members talking to members, which is, I think, really at the heart of what drives us, too. So that was one example I'll give you.
It sounds like a really strong part of the whole organization.
It's the foundation of everything that we do. We are very much member-driven. We're very close with our members. They're close with one another. We're kind of sniggering because it's very hard to describe what Floor Expo is, but it's pretty easy to feel. And a big part of that feeling is that we're close and we share. And we compete where necessary, but good things come out of membership in Floor Expo for our suppliers as well as our members.
Now, Graham, before I ask you about the multifamily part of the conference, let me just ask you about the multifamily market in general. I suspect that when the single family is depressed, the multifamily market's seeing some pretty good times. Is that the situation?
It is. We've been in a strong marketplace for a long period of time now on the multifamily side, but certainly the shift from homeowners who were renters just as recently as a few years ago, and all that you see in the news has certainly brought a lot of those homeowners back into the rental market. So. And the flip side of what you see in the home builder business, what's happening for us on the multifamily side is our vacancy rates are going down. So we certainly have more renters per property than we did a year ago and a year before. There's a lot of movement in the marketplace, meaning that those units are turning over fairly frequently. So all of that is positive for us in the multifamily segment. You'll see the starts for brand new properties have slowed in 07 and will slow over the next year or two. Over the past decade, I don't believe multifamily starts dipped below about 329 or 330,000 units per year, and that's new units built per year for the apartment business. But you'll see that settle a little bit. One effect that this whole environment has had on the multifamily side, it has certainly slowed the new construction of apartment buildings, and certainly that obviously has a lot to do with the money tightening and those types of things. But still, all in all, Dave, over the next 3 to 5 years, they'll put close to 280,000 units per year into the rental market, brand new units into the rental market. And that's a healthy environment on top of what's already there.
Are you seeing a lot of condos being converted back into residential or being converted into residential units?
You bet. The scales had slipped or tilted in too big of a way towards condo units for sale, meaning that at one point a few years ago, about 45% of all of the multifamily units built per year were going to the condo market, and that's probably close to 20 points higher than historic averages have been. So there were way too many multifamily units being built and pushed into the condo for sale market. That has tilted back closer to historic norms, so now you'll look at maybe 20 to 24% of all units built in the U.S. per year are going to be going into the condo for sale market, no more than that. And that could very well begin to slide down even further, 20% or below in the coming years.
Interesting. Graham, talk a little bit about some of the topics that the multifamily side addressed during this conference.
For us, it's, as we talked about a moment ago, it's a healthy market. And there is no shortage of business to be gained. So it's really about becoming more profitable. It's about sharing with all the other members in the group about how they run their business, how they operate their business, and learning from each other about how to control your costs, how to buy your goods better, how to service your customers better. All that at the end of the day adding up to being a healthier, more profitable company. We have a few markets, Dave, around the country where top-line sales for some of our members are flat. There's a few markets around the country in California and in the Midwest part of the country where there hasn't been the year-over-year sales growth. But what has happened, and this is down the line to a company, is each one of them are more profitable. So even though their sales year-on-year are flat, they're more profitable this year. And really, and they'll tell you this, it's no secret information, it's because of their membership in Multifamily Solutions and Floor Expo and their ability to share with all the other members in the group.
Mm-hmm. This will conclude the second part of a four-part conversation about Floor Expo. My guest, the CEO of Floor Expo, Dave Giesling, Jay Smith, he's the president of Floor Expo, and also with us, Graham Howerton, vice president of the Multifamily Solutions Unit of Floor Expo. We're going to air the third part of this conversation tomorrow, and you're listening to Floor Radio.